The Alliance is a collaboration of regional business, community, conservation, and advocacy groups that meets once a year to find common ground on Adirondack Park issues. This year, between 180 and 190 people are expected to attend forums on tourism development, community sustainability, water quality, economic strategies, and Albany's perspectives of the park. Adirondack North Country Association Executive Director Kate Fish will moderate the Sustainability Panel on Development of Renewable Energy. Fish says over the past 7 years, the Alliance has changed the nature of dialogue and discussion within the Adirondack Park.
People are realizing that working together in many instances can be much, much more constructive and much more impactful. I think we may be reaching a kind of turning point in the way we think about economic development in the park, and the way we think about collaboration to achieve a more sustainable future within and outside the park.
Fish says while the meeting lasts only one day, much work is done during the rest of the year.
I think it's a time to come together and kind of participate in the sense of partnership and collaboration towards some very specific and very agreed-upon goals.
Adirondack Council Executive Director Willie Janeway will attend for the first time. He says the Alliance has ushered in a new era in the park by creating better communication, cooperation, and respect among organizations.
There's a understanding that if we know we agree on some things, we can work together and make progress on those, even if there's disagreement in other areas. And Common Ground Alliance has literally plowed new ground in that regard.
A major initiative of the Common Ground Alliance is the Adirondack Futures Project, a pro bono project by retired strategy consultants Dave Mason and Jim Herman. Adirondack Futures imagines 6 very different scenarios for the park over the next 25 years. Herman says when the report was released, the key was to look at the park holistically.
Everyone looks at the park, or has looked at the park in terms of a particular issue. Looking at the park holistically, thinking about the forest preserve, the private land, the easement land, the communities, the people who live here, as well as the natural beauty. That's the message that's come out of all this work, is that we need to look at the whole park.
Herman says it's time for the Alliance to think of the park as a series of interactive and integrated systems.
We're looking at it as a set of integrated systems that together make the park function. Not so much segments, but it's systems that make all the various aspects of the region work.
The Adirondack Council's Willie Janeway says the Adirondack Futures Project of the Alliance has been crucial in showing that 95% of park constituents share common visions of the park's future.
When we manage the park as a whole, it is more effective in protecting the wild character and ecological integrity of these wilderness lands, and it's much better economically. For example, we can better promote the recreational and scenic opportunities the region and the park offer and provide even stronger economic stimuli for the communities in the park.
Herman will present an update of the Futures Project during Thursday's meeting.
There's a lot of stuff that's happened in just the last year in the North Country. Most of it's positive, a little of it isn't. Overall, it does appear on balance that we're moving towards the desirable end states and away from the undesirable outcomes. But, you know, this is only year one of a multi-year process of seeing these things unfold.
The venue for the Common Ground Alliance meeting is changing this year. Since its inception, the annual event has been in Long Lake. But this year, the Alliance will be at the Newcomb Central School on Thursday, July 18th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.